Hey, what is up? In this episode, I'm going to break down the five zones of influence for using video to achieve your business goals.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. You know, this is a topic that was birthed from disappointment. Like literally, have you ever been disappointed when you hear people talk about your industry and you think, wow, that seems so one-dimensional the way they explain it? Like, have you ever done that? Because for the last decade, every time I've heard people talk about video marketing, oh, with some rare exceptions, like Tyler Lazard from Vidyard, when I hear Tyler talk, I'm like, okay, dude totally gets it. But in most cases, when I hear people discuss video marketing, I hear them talk about, oh yeah, well, video, use it on YouTube, like one dimensional. Oh, sure. Like you use it on LinkedIn, right? Like that's video marketing. Or an expert that's talking about how to create an overview video, but it's so damn one dimensional. So I guess, what is the saying? Necessity is the mother of invention, right? I invented the five zones of influence out of, just confusion. When I heard people talking about my industry, I was confused. And if I'm confused, how are customers and prospects ever going to find clarity, right? I'm obsessed with clarity. So I created these zones. These are the zones, and they don't happen in chronological order. And I could basically spend 7 to 10 hours, Lord knows I have, in workshops breaking down the five zones, but I'm not going to do that for you today. I'm going to give you high level. I'm going to give you the info that you need to know. And later on in future episodes, I will drill down on each of the zones, or you can see that I've touched on them across many of these 300 episodes over the years. Okay, there are five zones. I'm going to briefly give you the five zones, and then I'm going to kind of free flow into each zone. And then I'm going to give you a big peace out at the end of the episode. So zone one is discovery. These zones, by the way, do not happen in chronological order, okay? So liberate yourself from the concept that you have to go from zone one to zone two to zone three to zone four and then zone five. It doesn't really work that way. Only zone one and zone two often work that way. But let me tell you about zone one. Zone one is discovery. So where are you discovered as a business? It could be on social media. It could be via email or a webinar or an event. It doesn't matter. Inside of zone one are a whole series of strategies based on what platform and where you're interacting. And there's not one size fits all. Like, meaning if you're going to use a strategy for social, there's like 10 strategies for using video or 15 strategies for using video inside of social, and they're different than using video inside of email or a webinar or events. Got it? But the whole concept here in zone one is what I call discovery. So what is the goal of discovery? Well, it sounds kind of obvious, right? Like you think it's to get discovered. But I actually think the goal in zone one is to move people onto the path, to move prospects onto the path, your website, where they can go down that rabbit hole journey, which brings us to zone two. Now, remember I said zone one and zone two work often in chronological order. Often, not always, but often, okay? So when somebody comes from discovering you from one of the many places and they come into zone two on your website, your job is to organize that path for them to learn more about you. It's the basic concept is it's, yes, it happens on your website, but it really happens on customer journey pages, and you have to build a rabbit hole for somebody to go down that has all the relevant information they need to know in order to raise their hand and say, yo, I want to talk to a salesperson. Okay. That's zone two. Now let me bring you into zone three. Remember, zone three does not happen in chronological order. It happens anytime a salesperson is interacting with a prospect and realizes there's a golden moment of truth. So let me tell you about this. Zone three is salespeople using personalized video. Now, salespeople in their sales process, and that can happen anywhere. It can happen on social. It can happen after a face-to-face meeting or before a face-to-face meeting. But it's all about the salesperson being dexterous enough to recognize where they can inject clarity into the prospect's confusion and then move them along with a smart use of knowledge transfer through the creation of personalized videos. And I will break down in future episodes where I talk about inside of zone three, there's like a series of red flags. A red flag is every moment of truth where a salesperson can identify a place to answer a question, eliminate confusion, put their slides on screen and walk somebody through a proposal. All that lives inside of the tools that happen in zone three. There are typically three types of videos in zone three. And when I say types of videos, I know video marketers love to nerd out on all the different nuanced names, and I don't really care about that. I'm going to talk about three types of videos. Call them whatever you want, but this is like three types of videos you should create as a salesperson. Keep in mind, in zone two is all the marketing videos, all the ones the marketing team invested in, okay? So when I'm talking about zone three, I'm really talking about salespeople using video in a personalized way, one-on-one, to move somebody, nudge them along to the next stage in the sales process. Three types of videos. Let's get through it. One is a selfie video. It's like you grab your phone and you're like, hey, John, looking forward to our meeting tomorrow. One of the questions you asked is X, Y, and Z. Let me just take a few moments and explain that before our meeting. It'll help us start on the same base together so we can move forward, okay? Selfie video. Second type is like a teleprompter video. It's where you've got to have specific information that you have to deliver, but you can't free flow it off of your dome because maybe there's data there or there's stats or something, or maybe legal language that you have to get perfectly right. So you put that script inside of a teleprompter and use that in a personalized video to your prospect. And the third type of video is what I call show and tell. Now, salespeople that experience confusion, you know, I'm the phone guy here, right? So let's just pause on show and tell. Let's see who's calling the Wirebuzz office right now. Anytime you want to get into the Toddcast, just call the office. Wirebuzz, this is Todd. Can I help you?
Hi, this is a confirmation call. For your order placed on your Amazon Prime membership, a charge of $492.
Damn! Seems like, you know, we get these calls all the time. I don't know about you, but I don't even know. It's like, it's all like BS calls, right? Who knows if that one's real? I'll have to ask somebody in the office if they made a purchase like that. That's a lot of money. All right, so let's get into this personalized follow-up, which I call show and tell. Anytime in zone three, personalized use of video for a salesperson, anytime you need to show and tell to get better results. You got to say to yourself, like, are they not understanding because I'm explaining it verbally? If I showed them some slides in a personal video and put my slides up on the screen and then coached them through it, could I get them to the next stage? Could I give clarity? Okay. Those are the three types of videos in zone three. Zone four is supporting your existing clients. This is how you remember. Oh, let's see. What's the easiest way to explain this? Most businesses are thinking about how do they get new customers at the expense of the people that have already said yes to them. Most businesses may not realize that you are 5 to 20% likely to sell to a new customer and 60 to 70% likely to sell to an existing customer. So with that in mind, zone four is designed to use video, not in a personalized way, but in a ritualized way where you move people through the process of being a customer, a client, while teeing up additional services so you can get the next deal, right? Don't neglect the people that have already said yes. In zone four, I teach how to do that, and which allows companies to grow tremendously. And in zone five is all internal training of existing employees. This is how you get everybody rowing in the same direction. Quick story. I'm in Miami, South Beach. I'm at lunch with a CEO of a device company. We're at her conference. And she says to me, I go, how's the conference going? And she goes, you know, candidly, it really pisses me off because I'm standing there in our booth and I don't get to see all of our salespeople at one time interacting except at a conference. And she goes, I'm kind of pissed off because I've got seven of my best salespeople here and they're all explaining our device and the company seven different ways. Zone five is about internal training of employees so you can get everybody aligned. This is basically a training course to certify your employees before you go out into the world so everybody's preaching the same gospel in the same way and not creating confusion in the marketplace, but creating clarity and certainty. Now, those are the five zones. Quickly, let's recap. This is basically how you use video to gain influence to achieve your business goals. And it happens in five zones. The companies that pump up the jam in their business results don't just do one of the zones. They use all of the zones and everybody on their team is trained to create video for their part of the business. Zone one is discovery. That's like social media, email, or webinars, or events. If God willing, we can go back to a physical face-to-face world. Zone two is your website. The goal of zone one is to move people into zone two so they can go down the rabbit hole that's designed specifically for them, that's personalized and relevant and on demand, and of course, binge-worthy. That happens in zone two. Zone three is for salespeople. It's all about how salespeople use personalized video in order to answer questions and nudge their prospect to the next stage in the sales process. And when salespeople do this, they optimize the path to the magic word of yes. Zone four is about supporting your clients because people that have already said yes to you are more likely to say yes again because they already know, like, and trust you. And if you can use video in a ritualized way, every one of your clients go through the experience. You can upsell them on auto repeat and grow your business like a friggin' boss. Zone five is about internal training of employees where you can get everybody talking about your business, its mission, your product and services in the same language so you don't create more confusion in the marketplace. Those are the five zones of using video to gain influence. When I do trainings for companies or for individual salespeople or executives, I break down each of the five zones and give the strategies that allow businesses to grow at freakish rates in this new remote world. But wait, there's more. If you are interested in learning how to sell in this remote world for your marketing and your sales team as a gift to you, I've got 20 minutes of free learning on my website. And all you have to do is push the play button and I will do a big knowledge bomb for you. And you can get access to that free training at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And today at the Wirebuzz office is photo shoot day, preparing Todd for speaking opportunities that are coming in 2021, getting all of my assets ready for next level, next year, marketing opportunities to take this company to the next level. Anyway, peace out. Love you guys. Look forward to dropping more information in the next episode of this Toddcast.